From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Healthcare woes continue in the U.S. Congress. When candidate Donald Trump was running for president in 2016, he made a promise to his supporters that President Obama's healthcare law would be repealed and replaced with something better.
We're going to repeal it. We're going to replace it. We have so many unbelievable alternatives, much less expensive, and great healthcare.
The Republican efforts to improve the U.S. government's role in health care collapsed today, leaving in place the Affordable Health Care Act, known as Obamacare. The president now?
Disappointed. Very disappointed. I don't think it's dead, no, but it's. I'm certainly disappointed. For 7 years I've been hearing repeal and replace from Congress, and I've been hearing it loud and strong, and then when we finally get a chance to repeal and replace, they don't take advantage of it, so that's disappointing.
Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell floated a new idea, scrapping Obamacare with no replacement at all.
This doesn't have to be the end of the story. Passing the repeal legislation will allow us to accomplish what we need to do on behalf of our people. Our Democratic friends have spoken a lot recently about wanting bipartisan solutions. Passing this legislation will provide the opportunity.
Several Republican senators quickly rejected the idea, as did a unified Democratic caucus. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer regarding the past and possible future.
At the very beginning of this Congress, President Trump and Leader McConnell said, "Don't come knocking at our door on health care. We don't need you." Now that their one-party effort has largely failed, we hope they will change their tune.
This is